Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the world of high stakes and visionary leadership with Strategy Rules by David B. Yoffe and Michael A. Cusumano. This book offers an unparalleled look into the minds and methods of three tech titans, Bill Gates, Andy Grove, and Steve Jobs. Through their stories, Strategy Rules uncovers the critical strategic principles that drove Microsoft, Intel, and Apple to global dominance. David B. Yoffe, a Harvard Business School professor with direct insights from the boardroom of Intel, alongside Michael A. Cusumano, a seasoned observer of the software industry and a professor of management at MIT, draws upon their extensive research and analysis to showcase what it takes to build and sustain a competitive business in the fast-paced world of technology. Both authors bring a wealth of experience and a rich understanding of business strategy, making this book a treasure trove of actionable insights. Strategy Rules is an essential read for business people eager to decode the success strategies of Microsoft, Intel, and Apple, CEOs seeking to invigorate their leadership and strategic approach, as well as new entrepreneurs crafting a vision for their ventures, will find invaluable guidance in the experiences of Gates, Grove, and Jobs. Join us as we explore the strategic expertise necessary for long-term success in the cutthroat world of business, distilled into the unforgettable lessons and leadership styles of three industry giants. Strategy Rules: Five Timeless Lessons from Bill Gates, Andy Grove, and Steve Jobs. Introduction: Unlock the Secrets of Tech. Titans: Learn from Jobs, Grove, and Gates. Imagine you're holding an iPhone, typing away on a Windows-powered laptop, or browsing the internet on a Mac. Whichever device you're using, you're interacting with the legacy of three visionaries who've arguably shaped the modern tech landscape more than any others: Steve Jobs of Apple, Bill Gates of Microsoft, and Andy Grove of Intel. These giants didn't just create products, they built empires that have transformed how we live, work, and play. But what magic did they possess that others didn't? What strategies propelled them into the annals of business legends? This exploration isn't just a trip down memory lane, it's an opportunity to dive deep into the minds of these titans and extract golden strategies that could inspire and revolutionize our approach to business and innovation. Have you ever considered why Steve Jobs could be likened to a judo master, employing flexibility and strength to outmaneuver opponents? Or pondered the bold move Microsoft made by marketing a service it barely had? And what about Intel's leap into the future with a conference calling system that was perhaps too innovative for its time? By delving into these narratives, we unlock not just fascinating stories, but also timeless strategies that drove Apple, Microsoft, and Intel to their zenith. These insights serve as a testament to the power of innovation, vision, and perhaps a bit of audacity. So whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a tech enthusiast, or someone fascinated by the titans of the tech industry, this journey offers valuable lessons from the best in the business. Let's explore together the paths taken by Jobs, Grove, and Gates, understanding not just what they did, but how they thought and how their visionary strategies can influence us today. Part 1: Mastering the Art of Visionary Strategy, From Big Dreams to Dominant Realities. Imagine standing at the helm of a company, teetering on the edge of monumental success or failure. What is the one beacon that could guide you through the fog of uncertain markets and technological upheaval? Vision. A crystal clear, unwavering picture of what your company seeks to become. This mighty cornerstone forged the realms of Apple, Microsoft, and Intel into empires that have consistently dominated their sectors. Yet, vision alone is much like a lighthouse without a functioning lamp, compelling, but ultimately ineffective. The true magic lies in transforming these compelling visions into tangible results. This strategic transformation hinges on a few crucial steps, pivotal among which are setting key priorities and preemptively tuning into the future needs of customers. Consider the wisdom of Gordon Moore, a co-founder of Intel. Back in 1964, Moore didn't just predict, he foresaw the exponential rise of computing power. This foresight, now famously known as Moore's Law, underscored a pivotal shift in the tech industry, from a vast sea of horizontal complexity to the streamlined efficiency of vertical specialization. Grasping this, Andy Grove, Intel's astute CEO, veered the company's focus towards the realm of microprocessors, effectively laying down the tracks for Intel's future dominance. This strategic realignment was not unique to Intel. Bill Gates, deciphering Moore's prophecy through his own lens, envisioned a future where computing's exponential growth devalued hardware and transformed software into the crown jewel. Thus, Microsoft pivoted towards mastering software, setting a cornerstone for its monumental success. Having a lucid vision and the priorities rightly mapped out, however, is still only part of the puzzle. The ability to anticipate and meet your customers' future needs adds the final piece, ensuring the puzzle not only fits together, but does so in a way that revolutionizes the industry. Steve Jobs's visit to Xerox's research center serves as a timeless example. Encountering the graphical user interface, GUI, for the first time, he immediately recognized its potential to redefine the user experience, making personal computing accessible and enticing for the masses. This was not merely an advancement, it was a revolution waiting to be unleashed. In essence, the journey from vision to industry domination weaves through the meticulous setting of priorities and a profound understanding of future customer needs. It's a powerful reminder that to navigate the intricate dance of market leadership, one must not only dream of distant horizons, but also chart the course and sail boldly towards them. What vision guides your company's voyage, and how will you turn that into a reality that echoes through the halls of industry for years to come? Part 2: Navigating the waters of market readiness and competitor strategy. Embarking on the entrepreneurial journey with a clear vision, well-defined priorities, and a keen understanding of customer needs puts you at a significant advantage. Yet there's a crucial step before launching your product that can determine its fate: assessing market readiness and devising strategies to outmaneuver competitors. Evaluating the viability of your product requires a deep dive into the present conditions of both the market and the technology that underpins it. For example, Intel's ambitious venture into the world of conference calling through ProShare in the 1990s serves as a cautionary tale. Despite the innovativeness of the idea, the timing was off. The essential technology infrastructure was lagging. Costly hardware and sluggish data transfer rates doomed the project from the start. This highlights the importance of syncing your product launch with the maturity level of surrounding technology and market infrastructure. In contrast, let's look at Apple's approach in the early 2000s with their iPad innovation. The technology was promising, and the prototypes functioned well. But Apple recognized a crucial limitation. The Wi-Fi infrastructure was not yet widespread enough for the product to achieve its full potential. By exercising patience and waiting for the technology ecosystem to catch up, Apple ensured the iPad's success when it finally launched. But understanding when to launch is just one aspect. Once your product hits the market, the battle shifts towards fending off competition. Creating barriers to entry is a strategic move to safeguard your market share. A masterclass in this tactic comes from Microsoft's playbook during its collaboration with IBM on the disk operating system, DOS. Bill Gates, ever the strategist, secured a deal with IBM that allowed Microsoft to license DOS not only to IBM, but also to other computer manufacturers. This decision wasn't just about diversifying Microsoft's customer base. It was about establishing DOS as the de facto industry standard. By offering DOS at a competitive price point to a vast array of manufacturers, Gates ensured that Microsoft's operating system became indispensable. Competitors found themselves locked out, struggling to gain traction against the entrenched DOS standard. Thus, the path to ensuring your product's success in the market is twofold: meticulously evaluating if the time is ripe for launch, and strategizing to build a moat against competitors. This approach doesn't just protect your innovation, it cements its place in the market, setting the stage for lasting success. So, as you prepare to bring your next big idea to life, remember the lessons from Intel's premature launch and Microsoft's strategic dominance. The right timing and smart competitor strategies can turn a promising product into a market-defining success. Part 3. Walking the tightrope, balancing bold risks with calculated strategy. In the high-stakes game of maintaining industry dominance, embracing risk is not just an option, it's a requirement. Visionary CEOs understand that to propel their companies forward, they must occasionally make bold moves. Yet, there's a fundamental rule that separates the greats from the rest. Never gamble the entire company on a single roll of the dice. Consider the groundbreaking transition Apple made under Steve Jobs' leadership, moving from IBM's PowerPC hardware to Intel's microprocessors. By the early 2000s, it was clear that PowerPC was losing ground, and Intel's superior chips offered a tantalizing solution. However, the switch presented daunting risks. Rewriting Mac's operating system and applications from scratch, the potential drop in sales pre-transition, and the frightening prospect of loyal customers defecting in droves. Analysts were skeptical, with some predicting this bold move could spell doom for Apple by alienating both customers and developers. On the surface, it might have appeared that Jobs was staking the future of the entire company on this one audacious bet. But was he really putting all of Apple's eggs in one basket? Far from it. Jobs had an ace up his sleeve, the iPod. With sales of the iPod soaring, recording over 10 million units sold in just 2 quarters before the announcement, Apple had a significant financial buffer. This additional revenue stream effectively cushioned the potential impact on Mac sales, mitigating the risk associated with the transition. In hindsight, the timing of this switch could not have been more opportune, with Macintosh computers' market share doubling over the subsequent 5 years. However, the ethos of risk-taking extends beyond mere technological upgrades. It sometimes involves making decisions that could cannibalize sales of current products in favor of innovation. Apple exemplified this bold strategy not once, but twice. First, with the introduction of the iPod Nano, which risked the sales of the then-popular iPod Minis. Secondly, when Apple unveiled the iPad, knowingly encroaching upon their own laptop market. Yet, these calculated risks paid off handsomely, particularly with the iPad, which drew in droves of Windows users, more than compensating for the dip in laptop sales. The lesson here is clear: embracing risk is indispensable for staying ahead in the competitive tech landscape. However, the art lies in doing so without jeopardizing the company's existence. Strategic risk-taking, backed by solid financial planning and an eye for innovation, can not only safeguard a company's position, but can also set the stage for unprecedented growth. As emerging leaders look to carve their path, they'd do well to learn from Apple's playbook, where bold moves are meticulously calculated, ensuring that while the future may be bet on, it is never blindly gambled away. Part 4. From product innovation to platform domination, the secret to exponential success. In the competitive battleground of the tech industry, creating a standout product might seem like a direct route to success. Yet, the visionaries behind the world's most successful companies know that true success lies not just in the product itself, but in crafting platforms that transform products into industry standards. Steve Jobs' early journey encapsulates the initial oversight many innovators face. His insistence on a closed ecosystem for Apple's operating system, driven by a desire to control every aspect of the user experience, starkly contrasted with Bill Gates' strategy. While Gates aggressively promoted DOS and Windows to a broad audience, Jobs' initial approach confined Apple to a niche market. The result? By the 1990s, Mac's market share dawdled in the single-digit range. However, Jobs' eventual strategic pivot underscored his growth as a thinker and a leader capable of embracing the power of platforms. By developing a Windows-compatible version of iTunes, Jobs not only expanded the iPod's reach but also established iTunes as a formidable platform in the digital media landscape. This bold move unlocked the iPod's potential as a ubiquitous device, no longer tethered exclusively to Mac users. Andy Grove of Intel serves as another exemplar of the platform-centric vision. Grove understood that the demand for Intel's microprocessors was intrinsically linked to the broader adoption and utility of computers. Recognizing the friction caused by incompatible hardware standards, Grove ventured beyond his comfort zone, establishing a research lab dedicated to enhancing the consumer value of computers. The lab's breakthrough innovation, the Universal Connector USB, solved a pervasive problem, simplifying the connection process for peripherals like printers. By patenting these innovations yet making them widely accessible, Grove not only fostered a more user-friendly computing environment, but also ensured that Intel's microprocessors became an integral component of the increasingly popular computing devices. This strategic focus on elevating the entire computing platform resulted in an exponential increase in demand for Intel's products. The lesson gleaned from Jobs and Grove's experiences is clear. Transcending product development to build and nurture platforms can lead to unparalleled growth and dominance. They demonstrated that the key to exponential success lies in understanding and fostering the ecosystem in which your product operates. By elevating the platform, they unlocked a virtuous cycle, wherein the platform's success propelled their products to become industry standards, setting the stage for sustained growth and influence. Part 5: The Art of Strategic Combat, Judo versus Sumo in the Business Arena. In the cutthroat environment of business, CEOs navigate the battlefield with a blend of tactics reminiscent of martial arts, some embodying the nimbleness of judo masters, while others wield the overwhelming might akin to sumo wrestlers. Understanding when to employ either style can distinguish a successful leader from the rest. Employing judo tactics entails leveraging agility and strategic cunning to gain an advantage. It's about craftiness and making moves that allow a smaller entity to outmaneuver larger competitors. A key tenet of judo strategy is the art of deception, making oneself appear less threatening to coax competitors into underestimating your potential impact. Steve Jobs exemplified the judo approach with the launch of iTunes, initially flirting with the idea of acquiring Universal to secure a music-selling platform. Jobs pivoted, adopting a less confrontational stance. By positioning Apple as a harmless player in the music industry, Jobs managed to secure favorable terms from major record labels. This under-the-radar approach allowed Apple to negotiate from a position of perceived weakness, capitalizing on the element of surprise. However, there are times when subtlety must be set aside for brute strength, cue the sumo strategy. This approach doesn't shy away from showcasing power, engaging in direct confrontation, or employing tactics that cement a company's dominance in the market. Sumo tactics leverage a company's size and resources to intimidate or buy out competition, and can involve aggressive marketing strategies that deter other players. A historical example of sumo tactics at play involved the fear, uncertainty, doubt, FUD strategy implemented by Microsoft. In 1982, upon catching wind of VisiCorp's plans to unveil a GUI operating system, Gates swung into action. By promoting Microsoft's GUI OS before it was fully developed and promising an earlier launch, Gates effectively employed a FUD strategy. Consumers, swayed by Microsoft's industry clout, awaited Microsoft's product, sidelining VisiCorp and solidifying Microsoft's hold on the market. The strategic interplay between judo and sumo tactics underscores a broader lesson for business leaders: the importance of adaptability. Knowing which approach to employ hinges on an astute assessment of the market landscape, competitive positioning, and the timing of your moves. Mastery. In these tactics isn't just about knowing how to attack or defend, but understanding the subtle art of when and how to do so with proper force or finesse. Through this strategic duality, leaders can navigate the complex dynamics of competition, ensuring that their companies not only survive, but thrive amidst the challenges. Part 6, Merging Personal Genius with Expertise, the Blueprint of Leadership Mastery. The extraordinary success of tech legends like Steve Jobs, Andy Grove, and Bill Gates wasn't just the outcome of innovative strategies or market dominance. It was also deeply rooted in their unique personalities and leadership styles. These visionaries excelled in weaving their personal aptitudes into the very fabric of their organizations, but they also recognized that their specific talents were only part of the equation for overarching success. Each of these leaders brought a distinct flavor to their companies. Jobs, with his profound love for design, established Apple as a beacon of aesthetically pleasing product design and intuitive user experience. Grove, leveraging his disciplined approach, crafted Intel's operations into a paradigm of efficiency, turning complexity into clarity. Meanwhile, Gates, embodying the quintessence of a hacker, was so deeply involved in the technical side that he often personally revised developers' code to align with his vision. However, embedding their personal strengths into their companies was merely the first step. These moguls understood that their individual capabilities, no matter how remarkable, were insufficient to cover all the bases of their sprawling enterprises. The path to enduring success was through harnessing the expertise of others who could complement and amplify their strengths. This acknowledgement not only demonstrated their humility, but also their strategic foresight in building well-rounded leadership. Jobs, who had little interest in the financial and operational aspects of running Apple, found an invaluable ally in Tim Cook. Cook not only shared Jobs' vision for the company, but also possessed the exact operational mastery and financial acumen that Jobs lacked. This partnership allowed Jobs to devote himself fully to innovation and design, areas where his passion and expertise lay. Similarly, Gates found his complement in Steve Ballmer, whose energetic and competitive nature balanced Gates's introverted and technically focused demeanor. Ballmer's contributions were instrumental in pushing Microsoft forward, reflecting the power of combining diverse skill sets and personalities for common goals. The enduring lesson from Jobs, Grove, and Gates' leadership is clear. While it's crucial to infuse your organization with your personal strengths, recognizing and integrating expert complementary skills is what truly propels a company to greatness. This balanced approach not only fosters a culture of cooperation and mutual respect, but also ensures that a company can navigate the multifaceted challenges of the business world. As we look to emulate these leaders, the insight to draw upon diverse expertise while contributing our unique gifts stands as a testament to their pioneering legacy. Part 7, The New Titans, Learning from the Legacy of Tech Pioneers. In the vast arena of technology, a new cadre of visionaries, Larry Page, Pony Ma, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg, have carved their names into history by fundamentally reshaping our daily lives. Yet their groundbreaking achievements are not solely the fruits of their innovation. They are, in part, a continuation of the blueprint laid down by the giants of the previous era: Gates, Grove, and Jobs. Through adopting and adapting the strategies of their predecessors, these contemporary leaders have driven exponential growth and solidified their companies' places in the tech pantheon. Take Mark Zuckerberg's strategic evolution of Facebook. Initially, the platform served a niche audience, college students. Its expansion phase saw it becoming accessible to the general public. But Zuckerberg's masterstroke was embracing the concept of open platforms, a move that Gates and Jobs had exploited in varying measures. In 2007, Zuckerberg invited outside developers to create applications on Facebook. This single decision transformed Facebook into an indispensable utility for users, made it an attractive platform for advertisers, and decimated its then-competitor MySpace. Meanwhile, Larry Page and Google took the essence of daring to dream big, an ethos evident in the initial public offering statement of Google, which unabashedly pledged allegiance to high-risk, high-reward ventures. This approach echoed the foundational beliefs of Gates and Grove in their formative years. Google's audacious bet on YouTube in 2006, despite its immediate financial drag, and the acquisition of Android in 2005, are testaments to Page's adherence to this philosophy. By making Android's operating system free, Google seemingly gambled with its fortunes. However, this strategic risk ultimately catapulted Android to dominate a staggering 80% of the market by 2014, showcasing Google's prowess in the mobile domain and significantly bolstering its advertising revenue. The narratives of these tech luminaries underscore a pivotal lesson for aspiring leaders and innovators. The strategies and principles of visionary leaders like Gates, Grove, and Jobs provide a formidable foundation upon which to build. Yet the hallmark of true leadership lies in one's ability to adapt these lessons to the evolving technological landscape and societal needs. In doing so, Zuckerberg, Page, and their contemporaries have not just followed in the footsteps of their predecessors. They have expanded the path, paving the way for future generations to explore realms of possibility that once seemed relegated to the realm of imagination. Final summary. At the heart of the meteoric rise of Microsoft, Intel, and Apple lie the visionary strategies crafted by their founders. These tech juggernauts didn't just happen upon success. They meticulously designed it through a potent blend of innovation, risk-taking, and strategic foresight. The journey of these companies from fledgling startups to dominant leaders in the tech industry offers invaluable lessons for anyone seeking to leave a mark in the business world. The founding pillars of their success were deeply rooted in the ability to envision a future where their companies not only survived, but thrived. This wasn't mere daydreaming, but a detailed blueprint that outlined the steps needed to turn their visions into reality. They set precise priorities to guide their journey, focusing on the elements that would catapult them towards their goals. Risk, a constant companion on the path to innovation, was embraced, but never to the point of recklessness. Each of these tech pioneers understood the value of calculated risk-taking, actions that pushed the envelope but didn't jeopardize the company's existence. For instance, Jobs' decision to switch to Intel processors and Google's bold acquisitions underline the strategic balance of risk and reward that fueled their company's growth. But a visionary founder's influence doesn't stop at strategic decisions. It permeates the company culture. Jobs, Grove, and Gates each imbued their organizations with their personal strengths, shaping the ethos and direction of their companies. Yet, recognizing the limitations of their genius, they surrounded themselves with experts who complemented their skills and filled the gaps in their knowledge. This potent mix of personal influence and expert collaboration laid the groundwork for their unmatched successes. Crucially, the realization that products alone don't guarantee lasting success led to the pivot towards developing platforms. These platforms nurtured ecosystems around their products, turning them into indispensable industry standards. Zuckerberg's opening of Facebook to third-party developers exemplifies how leveraging the platform's strategy can lead to exponential growth and market dominance. In essence, the blueprint for building a tech empire stands clear. Envision, strategize, judiciously risk, personally influence, and pivot towards platforms. Following in the footsteps of these tech titans, the new generation of leaders in the tech realm has adapted these strategies, proving their timelessness and efficacy. By decoding and applying these foundational principles, aspiring entrepreneurs and innovators can not only reach for the stars, but perhaps, like these giants, build new universes of possibility. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.